If you have still not come to the end of yourself, or of your mind, or of your capability, you don't feel the suffering yet. You feel confident that you can make it through. But when you've come to an end where to your left there's no way, to your right there's no way, behind there's no way, in front there's no way, that is when the suffering begins. You have no solutions. Wherever you have a solution, it's not suffering yet. It's only work. But when no solutions abound, suffering begins. And the key to it is, the mystery of suffering is that man may turn to God to draw on wisdom. Without that, man will always be self-righteous. So, there will be times, you see, God is helping you all the time, just like your father helping the son, doing the work. One day the father says, now listen here, I've been helping you all this, I want you to do it now. So the son, they say, hard work lah, pa. Hard work. Yes, I know, but I want you to know what it's like. See, you won't know it because somebody is doing your homework all the time. And the God says, now you have learned all your lessons, do your homework now. And he says, it's hard, it's difficult. God says, yes, after many years, this will be easy. See, one purpose is that we will reach the end of ourselves. That we become nothing. That we may draw wisdom from Him. The second and the most important, and with that we close, purpose of suffering, is that in all the sufferings of man, after you turn to God for wisdom, what Job discovered, number 5, the revelation of God. God reveals Himself not just on the mountain, my friend. The real revelation of God is in your valleys. No doubt Jesus appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, but that was after they were tested. No doubt Moses had his Mount Sinai experience, but that was after his 40 years. Remember this. Your suffering and your valleys are the points where you meet God face to face, like Job discovered. So Job thought that the suffering must have a cause and explanation of sin. And that suffering is just the effect of cause and effect. Yes, it is true. But God allows some of the cause and effect so that you learn wisdom. And then the other thing you learn is that only as you are suffering, the revelation of God comes into your life. Which is what Job discovered in chapter 42. Verse 5 and 6. I have heard you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. So what happened to Job? He had a greater revelation of God. My friends, if you have not known the cross of Jesus Christ, you don't know God. It is a different thing to sit down to listen to a person who understands what the valleys of life where they met God are. You could tell a preacher when they preach whether all they know is resurrection power or also the cross. There is a difference. Because when you talk to somebody who knows not only the resurrection but the cross of Jesus, you find that there is a meekness that comes forth and a humility. But one who only knows the gift and the power, you realize there's something missing. Something missing that makes it very shallow. Do you know the depths you feel of a person are what they have been through? Or what the Bible says, tribulation in the end begets character. Where in the end you become like God Himself. My friends, God, suffering only began after the fall. God has been suffering because from that time God's spirit was grieved. God knows what it's like. And we're not talking about suffering, sickness or disease, but we're talking about the mystery of suffering. that is finally explained for us in the book of Job, the five blessings involved. Obedience, learning patience, learning character, learning wisdom, and learning the revelation of God. Let's pray. Father God, as each one of us go through different valleys, we know, O God, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. And Father, we realize that we don't have snappy answers like Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. Smart, snappy answers to all things, Lord. Father, in suffering, we realize we are only creation and a created being. In difficulties and in the valleys of life, we realize that we need the Almighty God, who is higher, wiser, bigger, taller, greater than us, Lord. And we pray, O God, that whatever difficulties each one of us face right now, that there be some areas that you have permitted us to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That we will not be like Job to complain. That we will know that the love of God is still there. And because of the love of God, we can cling on to your wisdom and draw on that mystery that we understand the purpose of suffering, the higher purpose, Lord, of our building to be more like you. And most of all, that you could reveal yourself to us. To the sick, you reveal you're the healer. To the poor, you reveal you're Jehovah Jireh. To the lost, you reveal, O God, you're the God who sees all things. To the worried, you reveal, O God, that you're the God who holds the world in your hands. To those, O God, who have no hope, you reveal, O God, you're the God of hope. To those who are depressed, you reveal you are the God of joy. Oh God, at the cross and our emptiness in our nothingness, to those who are lacking solutions and having darkness in their life, you reveal you are the light and your wisdom, their wisdom, Lord. Father God, in all things you reveal your all things to us. You are our Jehovah. To those of us, Lord, without any home, you reveal your watcher and your our home. You reveal all things to us. To those of us, Lord, who struggle in a ministry, you reveal that you are our minister and our high priest. To those who struggle to be an evangelist, pastor, minister, teacher in you, you reveal you are our teacher, you are our pastor, you are our apostle, you are our priest. Father God, in our struggles, we realize that in the end, we come face to face with the revelation of God. Where before we saw one facet of the jewel of God, now we see the other facets. To the barren you reveal, you're the fruitful one. To those who are childless, you reveal, you're the giver of all child children. It's in the hard points in our life that we begin to realize you're what we need. What we need to have, Lord, so that you could be Jehovah to us, the I am in our life, in our journey on this earth. So seal your grace and blessings on our life, Lord. Seal it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's rise and sing the song, How Great Thou Art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. When you had a revelation of God, God will multiply everything double like he multiplied Job. When his attitudes change, his life change. And God will multiply grace to you in your suffering. He will double what the devil tries to take away. How great thou art.
God, give Jesus a clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you who need ministry will minister to you on the side outside there so that they could close this place. Thank you. Praise God.